Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. This is take three. I've actually never done this before, but I've recorded three shows for this week. This is the third. And the first one, I was like, I'm going to publish it, but it just felt shit. I can't explain it. It was around belief versus reality, and it was influenced by what I've been seeing happening in my feed a lot recently, which is just a lot of different versions of the truth. And I find it overwhelming. And this episode was me talking about belief versus reality, right? Like, there are, and how belief makes our reality. But it just felt really prickly and weird. And so, but I saved it and I thought, yeah, what's the brave thing to do? What's an integrity for me? I'll put it out there. But before then, I actually recorded a second version this afternoon because the first version had felt weird. And the second version was me just doing something really safe, walking on the beach, talking about my week, really. And there wasn't much in it. There was no real depth to it or anything like that. It was just me shooting the breeze on a beautiful day in my slice of paradise. And then I sat down here tonight to edit them, or not edit, because I don't edit. I just whack a top and tail on the end and get it out there. But I just felt torn. I felt torn between, like, do I do something that feels really brave but also a bit stupid, or do I do something that feels safe? And, like, I've just felt really strongly the last little while, a very strong critic coming forward in me. And I've felt very uneloquent. I've felt very much out of flow. I've felt like I can't string a sentence or a thought or an insight together. I just have felt off. And tonight was like sitting there trying to choose which one do I put out there, which one do I put out there. And the answer was neither. And I went to one of my trusted people to share with her how I was feeling. And she just reminded me about, and it's something that I need constant reminding about, which is to stop consuming all the noise that's going on and start to tune in to me, right? And it's so, the irony is not lost on me that this is what I also help people do, you know, like tune out the drama and the crisis and the, you know, all the shit that is going on within you to get to have you speak your truth. And here I am battling it myself. And yeah, I've just felt really overwhelmed by, yeah, everybody's version of truth in this. And there's so much fear out there. There's so much concern and worry. And I've actually been feeling really good for the most part in my little bubble. But when I jump online, I start to feel shit because I see people like arguing with each other about what is true and what isn't. And it just, like, I don't know. It's just really overwhelming for me. And so coming back into my little bubble and focusing on what is true for me here, and it's that, like, I want to focus on joy and fun and being where I am, having a good time with my kid, doing work with humans that I really fucking dig, my voiceover business has taken off again too, which has been really lovely. And I get to go and do a long walk on the beach or have a workout. And, you know, my husband, who was out of work for a few months, has just been offered a full-time gig. And I don't know, life feels good for me at the moment when I've got the blinders on. And, you know, there is so much fear out there. There's so much fear, people wanting to stay relevant, people, I don't know, like afraid. There is so much fear, like, when is this going to end? And, you know, like, I've found myself in the last few days just having these flashes of places, you know, like, and random places. I was thinking about how nice it would be to go and shop at Tweed City, which is like a regular old supermarket in Tweed Heads. It's not even over the border, which I can't cross. You know, it's on this side of the border, but like I can't go there. And I was thinking about like going to IKEA. And actually Ubud has been jumping into my head a lot. And I've been thinking about how amazing it would be to go over and run a retreat and bring a whole bunch of really cool people together, you know, and the things. Yeah, like the events. I've been really missing events recently. I was supposed to be talking at We Are Podcast next week and then going on a speaker retreat, and that's off. And it was going to be one of the highlights, you know, of my speaking year, really, because I haven't really got that much lined up. And yeah, just that kind of stuff. Like I've been thinking about all the things that I would like to do and the places I'd like to be, but like, I'm here, and it's okay here. It's okay here when I'm not thinking about other people's feelings and when I'm not consuming their thoughts. You know, like I think that's the hardest part for me, is like consuming everybody else's thoughts around things makes it very confusing for me. But you know, my mind, or all of our minds, are really a terrible decision maker. It's our body that holds the wisdom and the truth, you know? And for me, taking on all of those thoughts, all it does is adds layers of confusion and overwhelm. And so if this is you right now too, if you're feeling really overwhelmed or you're feeling really afraid by what you're seeing and reading, or really confused, or really like, you know, just, I don't know, like, what the fuck? Then start to dial out. Start to dial out those voices, you know, that aren't adding value right now. Start tuning them out and connect to what is bringing you peace right now. Because we can buy into collective fear, or we can choose something different for ourselves. And for me, I want to choose something different, because that doesn't feel good. And having the critic so strong up in front doesn't feel good. So I am focusing now on coming back to the things that bring me joy. Grabbing my ukulele instead of scrolling Facebook. Sitting out in the sunshine, playing with Play-Doh with my kid. Getting my little pockets of work time in and exercise. Bit of time out in nature. And yeah, turning those blinders on. Coming back within. And I guess that's my invite to you, you know. If you're feeling like I have been, could be time to tune out for a bit. Or just turn up the voices of those who bring you a sense of ease and calm and hope. And tune out those that are making you question where we're at right now. Because I find questioning can be a really good thing, but it can be also quite pointless. It can be something that stops us from being present to life because we get caught up in our heads. And that's not living. That's not really living. It's being on like autopilot or worse, really. So, yeah, that's it from me this week. I hope you are so thriving. I just farted. That's bad. I've got to do my evening shit. Anyway, better go. If you want some light entertainment, I am having heaps of fun on my Instagram stories at the moment. So go and check them out. If you know, if you don't want something too heavy, I did a video today. I was just going to take this really awesome little, you know, panorama of the beach, and I turned it on where my dog was and he started taking a shit. And I actually, like, every story today was interrupted with Mabel's hand in front of the camera. Ah! So, like, you know, if you need a reality check of like what life is really like in ISO with a 6-year-old shadow, then come on over. I'm just making the best of it, right? Like, I'm trying to make the best of it. And yeah, this is a once in a lifetime thing, right? And yeah, I get to make it whatever I want. And so do you. So, all right, that's it from me today. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.